Good morning and welcome to WPPA Sports Saturday, week six.
Yeah.
Of the high school football season partway through, and we're ready to talk about it here this morning on Sports Saturday. Proudly funded by CACL Financial, 1800 West Market Street in the city of Pottsville. Always open online at caclfcu.org. At CACL Financial, you won't find a better fiduciary relationship anywhere.
Thank you to BG's Value Markets for convenient locations for your tailgate shopping needs. You can stop by, check them out, Jonestown, Millersburg, Pine Grove, and Minersville. Stop by, they've got aisles upon aisles of grocery shopping savings, but you know what they've got? They've got the freshest meat for the hottest irons of your tailgate grill. If their meat was any fresher,
you'd have to slap it.
While you're at BG's and your favorite retail locations, check out Schuylkill County's oldest family-owned full-service dairy on the Tumbling Run Road here in Pottsville. The dairy line from whole milk to skim milk, the orange juice to pump up your Saturday morning just right, and don't forget their delicious iced tea and fruit drinks. Chaz enjoying the iced tea, diet green tea. I am enjoying the sugar-free iced tea this morning. And then, you know, push down at various substance into the netherworld of Schuylkill County once again.
Poop.
Yeah, that's right, poop. Keep it in the pipe where it belongs, and keep your pipes clean. And, of course, Roto-Rooter, they will clean you up and get you all nice and flowing. Perfect.
They will. Don't forget St. Luke's, as we'd like to thank St. Luke's University Health Network for sponsoring the program again, whether you're a professional or a weekend warrior.
Like you.
And you.
Yeah.
And you. And you. And
you. Doesn't matter whose jersey you wear or what team you play for, it is exceptional health care.
And that puts us all on the same team. Call 1-866-ST-LUKES or check them out at SLUHN.org. Well, Doc, how you feeling today?
I'm all right.
Yeah?
I'm all right. I mean, I can't believe we're halfway through. We're past that. We're into the second session.
Listen, I can't believe like the whirlwind of activity that happens around here. You know what I mean? Like it's been crazy today.
Yeah.
I apologize for my tardiness a little bit getting down here. I know you were a little offended by that.
I was nervous. I didn't know if you were here yet or not. I was kind of scared at it.
Well, I'm here, and it's time to take a look at the scoreboard from last night.
Pottsville down to Mauqua 34-17 last evening. North Schuylkill a 41-20 victor over Jim Thorpe. Blue Mountain shut out Lehighton 36-0. Schuylkill Haven over Mahanoy Area 57-19. Panther Valley shut down Shenandoah 35-6. Minersville with a win over Marion 25-14. Tri-Valley beat Halifax 26-7. Williams Valley all over Line Mountain 35-7. And you look, Mount Carmel beat Mifflinburg 49-13. Jersey Shore over Shamokin 35-14. Delaware Valley beat Hazleton 41-7. Don't forget Thursday night, Chaz Montgomery knocked off Nativity 14-3. And tonight.
You and I, right?
Yep.
Are you going to go with me?
I guess.
All right. Good. It'll be me, you, and Larry working tonight at Pine Grove for homecoming.
Okay.
Who are they playing?
They're playing Juniata.
Juniata. The Indians.
Yeah, is that who it is?
The Indians.
The Indians. So Juniata and Pine Grove tonight, 7 o'clock. You'll hear it live on our sister station, 101.9 FM. T-102, that annual homecoming festivities out there in Pine Grove, all capped off by the night game.
Indeed, and we'll be there to cover it right around 6:40 with the airtime tonight on T-102. And, boy, lots of positioning, shall we say, jockeying for position in the Schuylkill League starting to come about. The upper echelon of Division One squaring off, according to the preseason polls.
Yep.
Top four teams in the league playing last night in Division One. And in Division Two, the top two from the preseason poll squared off last night, and Schuylkill Haven showed their supremacy in that one. But how about let's talk Tide football.
Let's talk Tide football.
Let's talk Tide football.
All right, we'll talk Tide football. They got a win last night over Tamaqua.
Notice who was exceedingly absent from the broadcast team, who this Pottsville area Crimson Tide victory proudly brought to you by Alfredo Mercury.
Well,
although he got a foot. Did he really get a penalty, or were you kidding us?
No, he got a sideline violation. it was a punt play, and he was standing just a little bit too close outside the coach's box. He was standing a little too close, and the ref almost ran into him, and they gave him a sideline violation. A lot of people asking if he's still employed. Yeah, he's still employed. He just has to mind where he is the next time. He was within the 3 feet or so of the sideline.
Of all of the hijinks, of all of the things we have done, kudos to Alfredo last night. I got to tell you, that is a first. For us.
Anyway. As long as it was a warning, not he wasn't nailed with a penalty. It was just a warning.
Kudos to Alfredo. You know what? That brings his worth up tenfold in my mind. I'm telling you.
I was like, Alfredo, what's a sideline violation? He's like, yeah, I think it's on me. It is on me. I was nailed with the flag. I was like, well, our own Alfredo McCurry checks in here with the flag, and it was actually pretty funny. But, you know, Potzel Chaz last night, they come out, they strike first. They hold Tamaqua to a first down in their first opening possession. Potzel gets nailed deep into their own side of the field. And they end up pulling off a nice 80-yard drive or so to start the scoring up. Now, going into the ball game last night, one of the things we talked about, Bernie and I, was the two kickers, Rafe DiCello and Nate Boyle for Tamaqua. They were at about a 98.9% on the year going into the last night's ball game. Well, put the jinx.
Oh, yeah?
Rafe missed the first extra point, and it was 6-0 Pottsville after that score and the miss by DiCello. And you look at it, the first score was the Mullins 51-yard pass, and I'll tell you what, he just found a soft spot in the zone defense, was able to get open in the middle of the field and just reeled it off. Then Tamaqua, they come striking back. It's a very rare interception thrown by Damon Yost. Next play, 26-yard pass. Matt Kistler from Braden Knobloch, the Boyle kick, and you're at 7-6 at the end of one. We go into the second, and Tamaqua would get three more points on the board, a 25-yard Nate Boyle field goal. And boy, I'll tell you what,
it would have been good from a lot longer, huh? I could tell just by the way you took the dramatic pause.
Yeah, it would have been good from about, I think it was Newkirk or something like that. Bernie was talking about it somewhere on 209. I'm not sure, between Potzel and Tamaqua, some little patch. But
Bernie knows his patches. And the one thing about Bernie and his patches, he always knows where the best cuisine is in what patch. He does.
Well, I'm not sure if it's just Bernie. But Nate Boyle gets on the board there, and Potzel comes with a big stance. It was a Potzel turnover once again, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It was in the end zone,
mm-hmm.
All right? 71-yard run by Boyle. He's tackled at the 9-yard line. So you've got a goal-to-go scenario. Potzel holds him 3 plays at the 9-yard line, all right? And only allows him the 3-point.
Wow. All
right, so now you're at a 10-6.
Well, that's a pretty big momentum swinger right there.
Yeah, Tamaqua. Then Potzel will get on the board in the second there. It's Kevin Schenck reeling in a pass from Yost, and it's just one of those ones in the corner of the end zone. Put it up and leave Schenck go up and get it. Schenck out, height advantage was like 7 inches on the defender. So you just got to throw it up there about 7.5 feet, and Schenck just goes up and
Pulls it. Well, he can jump over 10 because I know he can dunk a basketball. I've seen that.
So Potzel comes out, Chaz gets the second half opening kickoff, and we said it was going to be the statement drive. This is where Potzel has to come out of this halftime locker room, take this ball, drive it down the field, put points on the board, and, you know, they're going to pull the lasso on Mo and pull him over to the sideline. They do exactly that. It's capped off as Kevin DiCello gets in. It's probably about the 8th play of the drive, the first touch of the second half. Kevin DiCello rips off a 26-yard run. Potzel back on the board with the Rafe DiCello kick, and it is now a 20-10 ball game. Tamaqua answers on their ensuing possession, cap it off with a Nate Boyle 23-yard run. He adds the kick, and again, we're at a 3-point ball game, 20-17 Pottsville. That's at the end of three. Potzel will add one more on in the third. Walchalk will power in from 2 yards out. That would make it, at that point, a 27-17 game. Potzel doesn't turn back as Barnes will add another touchdown, a 31-yard pass from Yost in the fourth quarter. That one in the front part of the end zone. Let Barnes muscle his way for the catch. Double coverage. He gets in front of the coverage. Ball thrown on the spot by Yost. And Ponsel goes home victorious and hangs the first loss up on the Tamaqua Blue Raiders last night. And you're going to look at some numbers here. It's pretty impressive for Ponsel.
It is very impressive for Ponsel last night. 24 first downs. They controlled the tempo and the clock in their favor with those 24 first downs. To Tamaqua's 9 on the ground. The Tide 34 rushes 177 yards. Tamaqua 20 carries for 122. Passing last night for Damon Yost, 18 of 25 with two interceptions for 254 yards. 431 total yards of offense last night for the Tide. For Tamaqua, 8 of 19 and an interception for Braden Knobloch. A rare sub 50% evening for Knobloch with an interception for just 111 yards for 233 total yards of offense last night for the Blue Raiders. That's almost a 2-1 advantage. It's 200 more yards by the Tide over Tamaqua last night in the game. Individually, Walchok, 15 carries, 87 yards. Kevin DiCello, 11 for 75. Yost, 3 for 16. Ferraro, 1 for 2. Barnes, 1 for 1. For the Blue Raiders, Nate Boyle, the only running back over the century mark last night. 8 touches for 104 yards. Nate Kirby, 5 for 20. Kistler, 2 for 2. And from there, no other ground gained. In the receiving game, Barnes, 7 receptions, 72 yards. Mullins, 3 for 60. Shank, 3 for 56. Kevin DiCello, 3 for 35. Mates, 1 for 18. Kreiner, 1 for 13. For Tamaqua, Kistler, 3 catches, 48 yards. Schilling, 1 for 31. Demetriades, 1 for 23. And Boyle, 3 for 9. Barnes had the Pottsville pick while Boyle had both for the Blue Raiders.
You know, we came into that ball game and we said it was going to be a showdown of Schuylkill League Divisions 1. Two of the three best quarterbacks, I believe, is Yost, also Knobloch, and I think Jaden Leiby is the top three quarterbacks in that Division 1. And coming into the game, Braden Knobloch was hitting like 76% of his passes, and Yost was hitting 67%.
Yeah, so pretty impressive numbers last night in the passing game. Let's go to the Eagle's Nest, Doc, and we'll talk about Blue Mountain beating Lehighton in grand fashion last night, 36-0. The scoring started for Blue Mountain on a safety as Zielinski tackled San Giuliano in the end zone. Then the Eagles, it's the only points put up in the first quarter. It's 2-0 after one. Then the floodgates opened in the middle quarters by Blue Mountain. Dean, a 1-yard run. Hensley, a 19-yard pass from Dean. And right away with the extra points, you're at 16-0 at halftime. Blue Mountain would then add on a pass from Dean to Gavin Bartholomew from 81 yards out. Carter Thompson will run it in from 19 yards out. The kick failed. So 13 points put up in that third quarter for the Eagles. And they cap it off in the fourth with a Dean to Tachinski 9-yard reception. Lipko's kick is good. And the final margin is set at 36-0 last night. And Blue Mountain's defense really keeping Lehighton in check all night long.
Yeah, just giving up 4 first downs to the Indians. 31 rushes for 32 yards.
It's like 1.01 yards a carry.
4 of 17 passing and 2 interceptions for 29 yards through the air. 61 total yards of offense last night for the Indians. They dropped the rock 4 times and lost it once. Herb Blue Mountain, 15 first downs, 39 carries, 166 yards. 11-19 last night for Jason Dean. He throws for 147 yards, 313 total yards. So 5 times as many yards gained by the Eagles than the Indians. They dropped the ball twice and lost it those 2 times, Chaz. One of the big numbers here, though, is penalties last night for Blue Mountain. 9 penalties for 90 yards. So you look at that.
Yeah, that's something you want to get cleaned up in a hurry down the stretch here.
Yeah, you look inside these individual numbers. Shots, 6 of 21 carrying the ball for the Indians. Crum, 3 of 11. Ramirez, 3 for 7. San Giuliano, 11 for 6. Marinick, 4 for 5. Miller, 2 for 2. And that's all the positive yardage last night. Blue Mountain, Thompson leads the way, 12 carries, 44 yards. Farrell, 8 for 41. Johnson, 3 for 26. Dean, 7 for 21. Parker, 3 for 17. Gibson, 1 for 10. Wallace Savage, 3 for 10. And Howell, 1 for 2 yards. Passing last night, shots, 2 for 4, 1 interception for 19 yards. San Giuliano, 2 for 10 for 10 yards. Fraunheiser, He attempted two passes, didn't complete them. Johnson attempted a pass and did not complete it.
He did complete it. It was just an interception.
Oh, yeah, it was an interception, yeah. Mm-hmm. Blue Mountain, Dean, he was 11-19 for 147 yards. Receiving last night, the Indians, Hunsicker, 3 for 24. San Giuliano, 1 for 5. Blue Mountain, Tuchinski, 5 for 28. Bartholomew, 3 for 91. Hensley, 2 for 21. Gibson, 1 for 7. And that is your numbers. The interception by Lee Hyten was
two of
pulled
them.
In.
I'm wondering if Bartholomew picked up both of those last night. There's only one reported this morning, but so Blue Mountain moving to 4-2 on the season, 1-1 in the division, now tied with Tamaqua at 1-1. Tamaqua is 5-1 overall. So some early divisional play here in the second half of the season, evening things up there. A little bit of a logjam, 2-1-0s. 2-1-1s and an 0-1 in the lineup in Division One right now. Let's take it to Shenandoah Valley, Edward, where Panther Valley got their first victory of the season. They're now 1-5. Shenandoah Valley drops to 0-6 as the Panthers beat Shenandoah Valley last night 35-6.
7 points scored in the first quarter by Panther Valley. It's a home and 12-yard pass from Reese, the Morgan's kick. It's 7-0 after one. After the second, you're looking at a 14-0 advantage as Moyer gets in from a 1-yard run and the extra point is good. We go to the break. We come out. Panther Valley will get a Moyer 2-yard run. The Morgan's kick is good, and it is now 21-0. Then Tavares will run in from 43 yards out. Morgan's kick is good, or Morgan's run for the 2-point conversion is good, and you're now looking at 29-0. Then June Bug Carboy, he'll get on the board. 25-yard run, kick no good. That's in the fourth quarter, and Shenandoah Valley now trailing 29-6. Then it's all capped off. Panther Valley Irvine takes the 80-yard kickoff return from the Carvoyas touchdown, and no attempt made. It's 35-6. Panther Valley will move to 1-5. Shenandoah falls to 0-6 on the season.
Inside the numbers last night for Panther Valley, 16 first downs, 39 carries for 342 yards. Elias Tavares goes for 135 and a touchdown. Alex Moyer goes for 108 and two touchdowns. 4 of 9 passing with 2 picks for 61 yards. 403 yards last night. 4 PV for Shenandoah Valley, 6 first downs, 23 carries for 45 yards, 4 of 20 in the passing game with a pick for 16 yards, 61 total yards last night for the Blue Devils. We talked about Tavares is 135. He does it on 13 carries. Moyer gets 108 on 7. Clouser, 5 carries for 56. Irvine, 4 for 20. Easley, 3 for 9. Hoban, 2 for 7. White, 1 for 7. Ribic, 1 for 2. Pasco, 1 for 2. And Briner, 1 carry for no yards. For Shenandoah Valley, Carvoy with that 25-yard run. His total numbers for the night, 9 carries, 39 yards. Dunn, 5 for 10. Abreu, 3 for 5. Donchak, 1 for 1. In the passing game, Reese is 3 of 8 with a pair of interceptions for 61 yards. White attempted a pass, but it was not completed. Carvoy has all of the passing statistics for Shenandoah Valley last night. Receiving, White, 1 catch for 31 yards. Hoban, 2 for 22. Clouser, 1 for 8 for Shenandoah Valley. Donchak, 2 catches for 10 yards. Alshevsky, 1 for 4. Dunn, 1 for 2. Rice had the pick for PV, while Carvoy and Alshevsky intercepted passes last night for Shenandoah Valley. So Panther Valley picks up a big victory. And let's stay in Division II, Doc, and talk about Minersville last night, getting a 25-14 victory over Marion. Minersville started the scoring with a Scott Schwalem 1-yard run. The kick was no good. Then Schwalem would score from 2 yards out on this time. And they try for 2. That's no good. It's 12-0 Minersville. Then Marion gets on the board with an Ocasio 28-yard run. The Stroya kick is good. 12-7 after 1. And then Minersville puts up a couple more touchdowns in the second quarter. Schwalem, another touchdown run. 2-point conversion, no good. Another 1-yard run for Schwalem. And then Grafe catches a 52-yard pass from Schwalem. They kick it this time. And it's right now a 25-7 ball game at half. And then Ocasio will get another touchdown from 9 yards out. Stroya's kick is good in the third quarter. Sets the final mark at 25-14.
Look at Marion. Holds up Minersville after giving up 25 points in the first half. Holds them scoreless in the second half there. They're unable to put up any points after the halftime break. Looking inside these numbers a little bit, Marion 14 first downs, 34 carries, 123 yards, 8 of 17 passing, 1 interception for 76 yards, 199 total yards of offense last night. Dropped the rock twice and lost it once. Minersville, 20 first downs, 20 carries, 48 yards last night for the Battling Miners, 22 of 37, one pick. Through the air last night for 303 total yards, 351 yards of offense last night for the Battling Miners. You look inside the individual numbers, Adams paces the way, rushing one carry for 22 yards, Eubanks 5 for 19, Schwalem 8 for 17, and everybody else is in the negatives from there. For Marion Ocasio, 16 carries, 95 yards. Falls, 10 for 15. Mike Miller, 2 for 10 last night. The team, 1 for 4 last night. Then passing, Scotty Schwalem, 22 for 37.
Should call him old rubber arm. 22 catches, 37 tosses last night, coming after a week where he had like 40-some.
303 yards last night. Matt Miller for Marion last night, 8
Mason
of 17.
Miller.
Mason Miller, uh-huh. 8 of 17 for 1 interception, 76 yards. Receiving for Minersville, Davis, 8, 152 yards.
Wow, his average just keeps on piling up. I mean, last week he had over almost 300 yards in receiving. This week it's 152.
And Drewcheck, 7 for 62. Grafe, 6 for 79. Malochek, 1 for 10. Marion last night, Tehran, 4 for 42. Brady, 3 for 10. Ocasio, 1 for 24. Interceptions last night, Minersville, Scotty Schwalem. Marion Wimmer will roll one in.
You know, you take a look, Minersville moves to 3-3 on the season, 1-0 in Schuylkill League Division II play. Marion still searching for their first victory in six tries, is 0-2 and in Division II. Let's stay in Division II, Doc. Where do you want to go? You want to go to
Rotary Field last night. That's where Mono Area came in, and they get on the board first with a Lawrence one-yard run to Terry Kick at 7-0 Golden Bears then. Schuylkill Haven Lancer with a brisk 2-yard run. Yevich kick, 7-7. Then Wall, he'll get a 31-yard run. Kick no good. It's 13-7 after one. Then Schuylkill Haven will come out and pin up 3 touchdowns in the second quarter, a brisk 7-yard run. Then we'll get a defensive score as Gehring recovers a fumble in the end zone. Yevich kick is good. And all of a sudden, it's starting to look like Schuylkill Haven. Then Kobe Brisk says, you know what? I'm going to start at the 5-yard line and run 95 yards later. You add the Evitz kick in there, and it's 28-13 at the halftime break. Then you come out, and Mono Area will get a 65-yard pass. Lawrence to Budias for 65 yards. The two-point conversion fails. It's 28-19 Schuylkill Haven. Then Reber will get involved here. It's a 9-yard run, tack on a two-point conversion by Kobe Brisch. And you all of a sudden have a 35-19 ball game in favor of the Hurricanes. And then the Hurricanes pin up 3 more in the fourth quarter. A Regal 1-yard run, a Brisch 41-yard run, and then a Reber 60-yard run. Evitz finishes them all off with good kicks. And Schuylkill Haven over Mahanoy, 57-19. Haven moves to 2-4 on the season, 2-0 in league play. Mono Area drops to an even 500 at 3-3, 0-1 Division II play.
Inside the numbers last night for the Hurricanes, 21 first downs, 57 carries, 481 yards on the ground. 0 for 1 in the passing department. That sets their total mark at 481 yards. For Mono Area, 11 first downs, 32 carries, 97 yards. 7 of 10 passing with a pick for 152. 249 yards for the Golden Bears last night. 2 fumbles in the game, so the Hurricanes plus 3 in the turnovers last night in the ball game. Individually for Mono Area, rushing the football, Wall, 4 carries, 37 yards. Terry, 8 for 31. Lawrence, 9 for 20. Manley, 5 for 13. Bukowski, 3 for 1. For Schuylkill Haven, Brisch, 33 carries, 291 yards. Regal, 14 for 73. Reber, 2 for 69. Gehring, 1 for 45. Clouser, 4 for 15. We talked about the passing numbers. Brisch, the only toss in the game for Schuylkill Haven. For Lawrence, he was that 7 of 10 with a pick for 152. Buddha is 1 for 65 in the receiving department. Wall, 3 for 61. Terry, 3 for 26. And Hunter Dissinger grabbed the interception for the Golden Hurricanes. Let's talk Tri-Valley football. And the Bulldogs getting back on the winning side of things, moving to 2-4, 1-4 in the conference. Halifax still has not entered the win column, Doc, in a 26-7 victory last night for Tri-Valley. And Chase Herb will get the scoring started with a 78-yard run. The extra point is good. Then Spittle will return a fumble. 50 yards rumbling to the house.
Stumbling.
The kick was no good. It was 13-0 after one. In the second quarter, Jonas McGrath will run it in from 6 yards out. The extra point fails. And at halftime, it is now 19-0 in favor of Tri-Valley. Herb will run a 20-yarder in the fourth quarter, and the Wilcox kick makes it 26-0. And then Halifax gets on the board. Dietrich to Smith from 9 yards out. The extra point good. And the final score is set at 26-7. Tri-Valley. Deke coming to Hunts.
Halifax last night, 7 first downs, 32 carries, 55 yards. 10 of 25 for one pick for 99 yards through the air for 154 total yards and fumbled the ball once. Tri-Valley, 9 first downs. Chaz, 31 carries, 268 yards, 3 of 10. Passing, 2 interceptions thrown last night, 25 yards through the air, 293 total yards of offense. Here's an astonishing statistic. They dropped the ball 7 times last night. The dropsies out there in Tri-Valley. Whoop. Lost it twice. And look at this. 12,
this is a big glaring number you're going to
12 penalties for her, 104 yards for Tri-Valley. Halifax, 9 penalties for 90 yards. Almost 200 yards worth of penalties.
They may need to put up the little pokey out there in Tri-Valley for these penalties, huh? The iron bars will be sitting along the side.
Yeah, they'll have a holding cell, almost like remember the vet.
A bail bondsman will be sitting there.
Rushing last night for Halifax, Enders leads the way, 21 carries, 44 yards. Smith, 7 for 23, and then everybody in the negative from there. Tri-Valley, Herb, he has 13 carries, 181 yards. Wetzel, 2 for 59. Scheib, 9 for 28. Jonas McGrath, 6 for 2. Passing last night, Dietrich, 10 of 25 for 1 interception and 99 yards. Jonas McGrath has the 3 for 10 and 2 picks and 25 yards. Receiving for Halifax, they're led the way there for Halifax's Enders, 5 for 57. Miller, 2 for 20. Smith, 2 for 10. Stahl, 1 for 12. Tri-Valley, Chase Herb, reels in 3 for 25 last night. And interceptions by Halifax, Miller and Smith, and Tyler McGrath will get the one for the Bulldogs.
Another Herb making big noise in the Tri-Valley Conference last night, this time to Amish country in Herndon, as Williams Valley went to face Lion Mountain last night and come back victorious after falling behind. As there's another couple of Herbs in the mix here. Bryce Herb threw 3 touchdown passes, including 2 to Jaden Cruz, as Williams Valley wins 35-7 over Lion Mountain. Herb threw for 280 yards with scoring tosses of 12 and 11 to Cruz and 18 yards to Jesse Engel. Cruz caught 5 passes for 83 yards. He also caught a 2-point conversion pass. Brady Miller rushed for 100 yards, including 2 touchdown runs. And the Vikings totaled 427 yards of offense against Lion Mountain last night. Aiden Herb scored Lion Mountain's touchdown. And the first play, or the first thing, it was a Herb-to-Herb connection from 63 yards out for Lion Mountain that got the scoring started in this one.
Yeah, and then Cruz gets a 12-yard pass from Herb, and Williams Valley on the board and does not stop and does not look back, as they will post up all the scoring throughout the rest of the quarters. In the second, they'll add 2 more. Cruz, 11-yard pass. Brady Miller, the 3-yard run. Then in the third and fourth, they'll add a touchdown, an angle 18-yard pass from Herbin, and Miller, a 3-yard run. Williams Valley, 23 first downs, 35 carries, 147 yards on the ground, 17 of 23 in the aerial assault, no interceptions thrown last night, 280 yards through the air, 427 total thrown up by the Vikings. They fumbled the ball once. Lion Mountain, 11 first downs, 33 carries, 108 yards, 4 of 12 and 2 picks for 95 yards through the air, 203 total offense last night. You look inside the individual numbers. Brady Miller for Williams Valley will pace away. 25 carries, 100 yards. Minnick, 2 for 15. Aiden Miller, 2 for 10. Jesse Engel, right?
Uh-huh.
3 for 8. Miller, 2 for 7. And Willard, 1 for 7. For Lion Mountain, Feast, 16 carries, 65 yards. Herb, 11 for 16. Hackenberg, 2 for 6. Aiden Herb, 3 for 10. And Bridie, 1 for 1. Passing, it's all Herb over there in Williams Valley. 17 of 23 for 280. He should have two pit. Oh, no, that's Williams Valley. Sorry. Lion Mountain, the other Herb, 4 for 12, 2 interceptions, 95 yards. Hackenberg attempted a pass, and it did not complete. And then you got the receiving. Cruz leads the way for the Vikings, 5 for 83. Rejo, 5 for 82. Engel, 3 for 69. B. Miller, 4 for 46. Line Mountain, A. Miller, 2 for 66. Smeltz, 2 for 29. And Herman and Rejo really in the interceptions from Line Mountain for the Vikes.
Well, last night I had the opportunity to sit in Fountain Springs and watch an undefeated Jim Thorpe team come in against a one-loss North Schuylkill team last night.
Was this your first time seeing the turf in live action?
Yes. Nice. For football, yes.
For football.
For football, yes. Anyhow, for Jim Thorpe, the night didn't start so swell. As you could see some difficult transactions of the football from center to quarterback in the pistol. There were a couple went over Davier Calcano's head early in this ball game, and the last of those ended up in a safety as the snap went out of the end zone, was batted around in the end zone for a little while, and then it was Jim Thorpe just kind of swatted it out the back in a last-chance effort to avoid the six being up on the board. Instead, it's just two. Coming into last night's ball game, we had some keys to the game, and miraculously last night, the entire team of Larry O'Rourke, John Powers, and me, all three of our keys came to fruition for the victory.
Wow.
Larry's was, it was going to be the team that had more than 12 first downs would win.
Wow.
Okay, John felt whoever controlled the line of scrimmage would win the game. And I said my key in this one, being that it should be a slobber knocker of Division I titleists here, was turnovers. And I said the team that was plus two in the turnover area would win the ball game.
Wait, you know, if I was on a broadcast team, you know what my key to the game would have been?
We have to establish the run with the play action pass.
No, absolutely not. It would have been who could overcome the poor field condition. Oh, that's a thing of the past.
Right. And
these two teams have been known to mix it up in what I would term pig pen style of fields.
Last year, yeah. And that was very abundant throughout the pregame discussing that. But North Schuylkill was plus two. I said whoever was plus two or more in turnovers, North Schuylkill was plus two. North Schuylkill had 16 first downs. Jim Thorpe had 10. And the North Schuylkill line, when you take a look at the rushing numbers last night for the Spartans, you know the line was in control of the ball game all night.
Yeah, they were. You talk about that safety, Chaz. And you talk about, I mean, you always say about wise plays, okay, and kids making the right decision at the right time. And, you know, I mean, Jim Thorpe, you know, I mean, they make the right decision there. The kids are faced with adversity, and they make the right decision of knocking that ball out and just giving up the 2 points.
Indeed.
You know, not letting the 6 points end up for the Spartans. So, you know, I mean, you wouldn't look for a positive in a negative play or a play that could have been taken, you know, I mean, and looked on and like, oh, boy, here we go. You know, no, that's positive. I mean, you only gave up two instead of six.
Back-to-back big weeks for Zach Chwanski as we recap the scoring. After the safety, Chwanski then rips off a 42-yard run. Then it's an 85-yard Chwanski run. And you're looking at a 16-7 or a 15-7 ball game after one quarter of football. Then Jim Thorpe makes things interesting. They come back with a Calcano to Snisky nifty 28-yard pass, then a 40-yard pass from Calcano to Snisky. And you're looking at a 15-14 halftime. Libby will get in from 18 yards out to set the halftime mark at 20-15. And then North Schuylkill gets the opening possession. Libby runs it in from 66 yards out. Of course, Larry said, "He's Houdini." And you could not tell where the football was on those Libby touchdown runs at all. Chwanski will get another 8-yard touchdown run. C.J. Selby finally found the end zone late in the ballgame in the fourth quarter on a 2-yard run. Zach Chwanski would then run it in from 9 yards out, no attempt. And it's 41-20 as North Schuylkill moves to 5-1 on the season. Jim Thorpe falls to 5-1 on the season. North Schuylkill goes 1-0 in Division I. Jim Thorpe falls to 0-1. Now, take a look inside those numbers, and it's a tale of two different styles of football last night.
Olympians, 10 first downs, 29 carries, 55 yards, 8 of 13 passing, one interception thrown by Calcano, and Selby actually gets involved in the passing game last night. 238 yards through the air, 293 total yards last night. They fumbled the ball three times, Chaz.
They fumbled the ball seven times.
Well, they gave it up three times.
Yeah.
North Schuylkill, 16 first downs. There's your, you know, more than 12, Larry. Mm-hmm. 52 carries, 427 yards. Well, John, there's your offensive line domination. 6 for 10 in the passing game for 56 yards. 483 total yards of offense last night racked up by the Spartans. And they fumbled the ball twice and lost it those two times. the Spartans did. And you talk about you got to beat a plus two in the turnover ratio. You got four for Jim Thorpe. You got two for North Schuylkill. You've got the plus two. Your keys to the game are spot on, buddy.
Yeah, individually last night, when did you believe that the – look at the Spartan defense. And, you know, they give up 55 total yards. C.J. Selby came in averaging like 180 yards a game, is held to 47 yards last night on 20 carries. Dom Madera, four carries for 42 yards. And from there, everybody was in the negative balance.
You look at a big game for North Schuylkill out of Zach Chawanski, 28 carries, 277 yards last night. 20 carries by Leiby on his own for 140. So you look at those two guys, you got one averaging almost 10 yards a carry, Chaz, just a little bit under 10, like 9.8.
Mm-hmm.
Leiby at 7 yards a carry. Elsdon at 6.5 yards a carry. He carries it twice for 13 yards. Last night, Calcano, 7 of 12, one interception, 196 yards through the air. Selby attempted a pass and completed it for 42 yards.
That was the old halfback option toss.
Yeah. Yeah.
We saw a double reverse flea flicker last night by Jim Thorpe as well.
Did it work?
Mark Rosenberger pulled out all the stops last night. I'll give him that.
Leiby last night, 6 of 10, 56 through the air. Receiving last night, it was paced by Snisky for Jim Thorpe. Four catches for 155 yards.
I'll tell you, Noah Snisky was fun to watch. I mean, there were a couple acrobatic shoot-top pickups. He's a pretty decent receiver on the outside last night for Jim Thorpe. I had a good time watching him.
I saw what you mean. We talk about you could talk about good passes and good receptions. There was one last night made by Matt Kissler where he laid out. It looked like Superman going for the ball and was able to pull in the pass last night in that Tamaqua-Pottsville game. But you look, Binder 2 for 16 last night for the Olympians. Selby 1 catch for 53 yards. Heron 1 for 14. North Schuylkill Hall paces the way. 3 catches, 12 yards. White 1 catch for 20. Green 1 for 18. Elsdon 1 for 6. And Dietz, he will pull in the interception for the North Schuylkill Spartans. Send the Spartans to 5-1. 1-0 in league play. Drop the Olympians to 5-1. 0-1 in league play. And we're going to take a break. We're going to rehydrate.
Yes, we have Wally Hall coming up after the big victory last night over Jim Thorpe. And we'll talk Spartan football coming up on the program on AM 1360. Also, 106 FM.
Worldwide, WPPARadio.com. Missed a live broadcast? Don't forget we're available on the podcast platforms. Google, Anchor.fm, the Apple Podcasts.
And Anchor.fm is where we're hosted, and we want to give them a special thanks for distributing us all over the world for your enjoyment.
Hi Wow is being heard all across Schuylkill County. What is it? CACL Financial's Hi Wow Checking Account. It stands for Helping You and Others Won't. If you live, work, or worship in Schuylkill County, CACL Financial's Hi Wow account offers terrific features like no minimum balance, no maintenance or penalty fees, and earn 1% annual percentage yield on your account when you have e-statements and 10 point-of-sale transactions with your debit card per month. Hi Wow Checking from CACL Financial, named the best bank in Schuylkill County in the Reader's Choice poll for the fifth year in a row. Earn 1% annual percentage yield on your checking account. Make your money work as hard as you do. CACL Financial, online at caclfcu.org. Like us on Facebook or visit our Pottsville office on West Market Street. CACL Financial, member NCUA, equal housing lender. If terms aren't met, regular interest rates apply.
Gears Dairy on the Tumbling Run Road is the county's oldest full-service family-owned dairy. Gears prides themselves on their high standards and offers quality produced milk products as well as orange juice, fruit drinks, and their very own popular iced tea. Make Gears a name you invite into your home every day. Look for Gears products in your favorite supermarket or convenience store. Gears Dairy on the Tumbling Run Road, the county's oldest full-service family-owned dairy, always committed to excellence.
Schuylkill County, where farmers and lumbermen originally plied the lush valleys and forests, but what was underneath the ground would rain prosperity over the region. Coal. For over 100 years, coal dominated the subterranean landscape. But under the soil lurks a more nefarious substance, the likes of which strike fear into the hearts of men. Poop. Through a vast network of pipes and conduits, a veritable river of poop courses beneath the pastoral landscape of Schuylkill County, threatening to wreak havoc at a moment's notice, and sometimes it does. At times like these, the brave heroes of Roto-Rooter are called upon to quell the proverbial poop storm. Broken pipes, septic calamities, and backed up drains are no match as the saviors of Schuylkill drive the brown menace back to the dank netherworld from which it came. So remember, when poop happens,
call Roto-Rooter.
That's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Together for a healthier you, the new Geisinger St. Luke's Hospital, conveniently located on Route 61 in Oryxburg, is opening this fall. Combining a state-of-the-art facility and clinical expertise, patients will benefit from two great healthcare teams advancing care together. The hospital offers ample parking, spacious private patient rooms, surgical services, and a full-service emergency department. Visit geisingerstlukes.org for more information. Be a part of our team. Hiring now.
You're listening to Sports Saturday on WPPA with Ed and Chaz. Tune in to the Phillies later today on your news and sports leader, AM 1360.
Phillies come your way, 5:30 for the pregame, 6:05 first pitch, the final Saturday game here for the regular season and for the season. The OIP flamethrower inning, the third inning. Mike Proch, Frackfuller, lucky contestant. If the Phillies pitcher strike out the side in the third inning, Mike will win himself a gift card from OIP Pottsville. The food is flame-smoking good, and we've got a flame-smoking coach with a flame-smoking team on the line right now. Chaz, it's Wally Hall, victorious in his first Schuylkill League Division I game against the Olympians at Jim Thorpe. Good morning, Coach Hall, and welcome to the program.
There we go. Now we got him, Doc. I'm a little tardy with the turning wheel. It's been a long week, but Wally last night had the opportunity to take in your Spartans, get out like gangbusters. Jim Thorpe then makes it a close ball game at the half, and then the second half, you guys really pull away with the contest last night.
Yeah, and versus, you know, versus a good Jim Thorpe football team, and we know our games are going to be like that. All the time when we play Jim Thorpe. Very well coached, physical football team. Another big game. I mean, we had a lot of big games thus far leading up to this last game, week six, but certainly proud how our kids responded.
Well, Wally, you know, I'm going to term this, you're in the middle of a murderer's row for your schedule. You come back from behind last week to get a win against rival Mount Carmel. Then last night you start Schuylkill League play against a 5-0 Jim Thorpe, what has turned out to be a rivalry year in and year out. You get the victory there. You all of a sudden now look at the Tamaqua. And Tamaqua Blue Raiders, a perennial contender in the Schuylkill League Division I the last few years, and you've formed yourself a nice rivalry with the Blue Raiders also.
Yeah, definitely. Big game coming up. You know, I think all the league games are big games, but certainly you can only play 1 week at a time. Tamaqua, everybody knows, is a very skilled football team. A lot of veterans on that football team playing great football. So, you know, it's definitely going to be a very competitive contest.
Wally, talk about setting the schedule. You really have ducked no one. Loyal Sox, Shamokin, Wyomissing, Schuylkill Haven, Mount Carmel, Jim Thorpe, Tamaqua, Blue Mountain, Lehighton, Pottsville. I mean, your non-league schedule is probably one of the most competitive and toughest ranked in the state of Pennsylvania.
Definitely. And, you know, that's something we put together and, you know, taking some of the schools off of our schedule. So, you know, it's just very important, I think. Staying healthy as the season goes on, it's definitely going to benefit us.
You know, last night, Wally, Zach Chawanski in back-to-back weeks now has put up big numbers, and it's something that you've expected within the program. Over the past couple of years, he's had to sit behind some pretty talented running backs. This year, you've put him on center stage, and man, has he responded.
Yeah, I mean, Zach ran the ball as a freshman for us. You know, he's one of those guys that started for us as a freshman. Started defensively at linebacker, but he also played running back. And through those years, from his freshman, sophomore, junior year, he's carried the football and did a great job in his role. Last year, as a junior, he started the first three games and did an incredible job for us. But, you know, as a senior now, it's his time. I believe yesterday he carried the ball 27 times, and you know, what teams are trying to do to us, you know, they're looking at Jaden Leiby and, you know, playing their defenses a little bit slower to try to defend the perimeter, and that's now Zach is, you know, certainly benefiting from that.
You know, Wally, that is a tough situation to be in, but a great situation to be in where you have a running back that could rack up a ton of yards, but also have that quarterback who has that RPO type of attitude and isn't afraid to pull it down and take off.
Right, and that's the deal. I think we have a lot of good things going for us offensively. There's many people touching the football. During the weekend, that's one thing we definitely look at is our statistics. You know, where was the ball distributed and who's getting the ball. But there's always new names and new people every week, and some are picking up the load a little bit more, you know, such as Zach. But many people are touching the football, and that's where we're looking at.
You know, it's amazing. A couple of those RPO mentions by the doctor. Jaden Leiby had me confused twice. I was not sure where the football was. Elsdon does a nice job of selling the fake. Chawanski does a nice job of selling that where Jaden will pull it and go. But, boy, these kids really have that whole thing timed out and really deserve some Oscars for their play without the football in their hands.
They do. And sometimes when that's happening, they don't know if they're getting a football or not. So, you know, them carrying out the execution of the play makes it all that much better. So, and Jaden does a super job running that type of offensive scheme.
You know, when you take a look at it, though, all this running numbers and these statistics that are being chalked up and where the ball is being distributed would not happen without the kids up front putting the blocks in place. And Zach, in his post-game interview last night, said, I owe 100% credit to any yard that I gained tonight to the guys up front. He said they were opening such holes that you could drive a Mack truck through them, and all I had to do was see where they were at. Those guys up front, those six guys on the line, your tight end does one hell of a job blocking and like sealing off the end to get people there. Talk about the kids up front and how they've developed, because most of them are newcomers.
Well, a lot of them are newcomers, and development happens through the years. So a lot of those guys were just waiting their turn to get in there with the upperclassmen ahead of them. But that's development, and that happens through the years and all the hard work and dedication they put in. But they're doing a great job. They get better every week with the scheme and doing what they need to do. But importantly, they're working as a unit.
You know, Wally, your sixth year at Fountain Springs and the leadership role of the North Schuylkill Spartans, you've got yourself a program. You talk about that and the development, and it's starting to show here year after year as you have been on the front page of a lot of people's radar.
Yeah, we've had success. It goes to commitment. I talked about that just this last Thursday at the dinner. It's not easy. There's a lot of commitment, and the kids definitely are buying into it, and they're working really hard, and they're staying together. But that's the biggest thing to emphasize. These guys really stick together, and they play for each other, and they enjoy each other's company.
Wally, let's talk about your defense last night. A kid by the name of C.J. Selby, averaging a whole bunch of yards coming into the game last night, is held in check to, what, 55 total yards last night running the football. Your defense is pretty solid.
It is. It's very solid. We're doing a good job with our rush defense. That's what we can see that happens is our secondary guys kind of biting up in that play action where these pass plays are occurring. But we definitely have a solid defensive unit. They have a lot of pride in what they do, and they work incredibly hard. We just have to just be aware of those gadget plays and play action plays.
You know, Wally, let's talk about some of those kids on that defensive unit. Two of them were looked at and actually verbally committed to Division I institutions because of their play on defense. And a third one also being sought after by some Division I schools as well. Having that kind of talent and in practice, around the program, around the younger program, talking to kids, how important is it for those three guys and everybody to stay true to what the beliefs are in Sparta?
Well, it's incredibly important. One of their part was there, two of the individuals were able to commit early with offers. And the reason why they wanted to commit a little bit early is, number one, of course, they truly love the school where they're going to be playing for in the future, but they want to commit so they can make their senior year and focus their time towards their senior year in the team. and which is incredibly important. And Jesse White's another individual, obviously, of the third that you're talking about, that'll be playing college football somewhere. But Tyler going to Penn State and Jake Green committed to Townsend, going to Townsend. They talk to the kids all the time about it, and I tell the kids, especially our younger guys, talk to them and, you know, see how they developed and see what they're doing and watch them, watch how they are in the school building. And, you know, as good as football players they are, they're just as good students. They're great students, and they're also great in the school building and also in the community.
You know, it's interesting you bring it up that way. I know you and JP were talking about that last night in your interview, and JP was really exuberant about the kids at North Schuylkill and all that they've done in the community, from the United Way check, donating that in, and their winnings back into the United Way. Zach Chawanski in baseball season made a buddy who now comes to all the North Schuylkill games, has a jersey beaming bright Spartan pride, mom and dad all decked out in North Schuylkill stuff. You know, Zach taking that kid in at the Big 26 game, who is autistic and kind of being a mentor to him. These kids really do more than just play football.
Definitely. And, you know, just as you mentioned, Zach, another great individual, you know, a gentleman. I always say Jack, Zach is the gentleman on our football team, but definitely a great kid. And one thing I emphasize to our team and the players is developing relationships, and that's what they do. So outside of football and their travels and everywhere, they're developing relationships, and that's a big part as they grow and go through school.
Wally, you know, we hear coaches day after day, week after week on the program talk about, you know, not just teaching boys how to play football or run plays and you know, be in a position for making and executing, but turning boys into young men, and that's what you're doing.
And that's important. I mean, that's the goal of myself and our whole staff and everybody that's associated with the program and the school building. That's what we're doing. We want to develop young men, and they're doing that.
Well, Wally, to the tough question now. So you have Tamaqua coming in next week. If you end up running the table here and Potzel ends up running the table, as both of you are sitting atop Division I in the Schuylkill League after week number six, you could be up with a heck of a showdown there in week number 10 in Fountain Springs.
I guess that's what the media likes to talk about.
That's what we do.
Yeah, I know you do.
Storylines.
No. 1 week at a time for us, though, here, right. Football coaches. I mean, that's the only thing we could focus on. But the great league. I mean, you know, our league, our division is super strong. And, you know, I got the opportunity to watch some of the other football teams through our scouts and films that we have. There's a lot of good football teams.
You know, Tamaqua, and I don't know if this is motivation this week with the Blue Raiders coming in, but Tamaqua handed you a loss last year. Does that kind of stick in the gullet a little bit? Hey, boys, remember, you can't take this too lightly. And, I mean, you said it earlier, a great cast of characters with that program, a great quarterback, a great running back. How do you approach this week? Do you remind them of last year, or do you just kind of say, here's what we see this year, and we're going to talk about this year?
The whole week's a process. I mean, I'm getting prepared for the game. So, you know, each day we have to work towards something. And, you know, last year it's really easy. I mean, Tamaqua earned the win. You know, we had our opportunities, and they took advantage of their opportunities, and that's how the game goes. But, you know, I'm sure they know. Probably won't remind them too much about it. It's all about preparation and taking one day at a time.
Well, sir, I know you're starting to prepare for next week this morning, but we want to thank you for coming and joining us this morning on short notice last night. It was a little bit of a busy week, and I apologize for putting you on the spot after the ball game. But if you could hold the line, sir, I need to discuss some things with you. But thanks for taking time out and talking about your team this morning.
Sure thing.
Thank you, Wally.
Yeah, thank you.
There you go. Wally Hall, the head coach of the North Schuylkill Spartans, on the program this morning. We'll take a break. We'll come back, wrap this up. for another week here on WPPA Sports Saturday on AM 1360, 106 FM, and worldwide, WPPARadio.com.
Don't forget about our podcast host, Anchor.fm. If you know somebody that missed the show or you want to hear it again, go to Anchor.fm. You can also find us on the Apple Podcast Store, the Google Play Store, and other podcasting networks near you like Spotify. Back to wrap it up right after this.
If you're a business owner, you know that keeping track of your finances is a daily challenge. Make your banking as easy as it can be at CACL Financial. CACL Financial is the convenient, cost-effective, and friendly place to do your business banking. If you're a business that's located in or does business in Schuylkill County, become a member today. What makes a business banking relationship with CACL Financial better for you? We have business deposit accounts, free checking, and no maintenance fees and no minimum deposits. Need financing? CACL Financial offers business loans of all kinds and merchant services too. CACL Financial, business banking the way it was meant to be. That's why we've been voted the best bank in Schuylkill County in the Reader's Choice poll for the fifth consecutive year. Call 570-628-2400 to learn more or online at caclfcu.org. Like us on Facebook. A better business banking relationship is just one step away at CACL Financial. Member NCUA Equal Housing Lender.
Fall is a time for savings at BG's Value Markets, Minersville, Pine Grove, Jonestown, and Millersburg. Now through Monday, September 30th, Barton's potato chips, buy one, get one free. Value packs of all-natural boneless country ribs, $1.98 a pound. Bottom round roast, $2.98 a pound. Mama Lucia Italian-style meatballs are buy one, get one free. John F. Martin provolone cheese, $3.98 per pound. Store-made 8-inch fruit crumb cakes, $4.98. 5-pound boxes of Alda haddock fillets, $22.98. Nature's Treat bananas are only 38 cents a pound. 12-count 8 o'clock cake cups, $4.28. 2 liters of Pepsi or Mountain Dew, $3 for $5. And red or white seedless grapes, just $1.98 a pound. BG's Value Markets, where freshness, quality, and service are number one. In Minersville, Pine Grove, Jonestown, and Millersburg. Open every day.
Together for a healthier you, the new Geisinger St. Luke's Hospital, conveniently located on Route 61 in Oregsburg, is opening this fall. Combining a state-of-the-art facility and clinical expertise, patients will benefit from two great healthcare teams advancing care together. The hospital offers ample parking, spacious private patient rooms, surgical services, and a full-service emergency department. Visit geisingerstlukes.org for more information. Be a part of our team. Hiring now.
Schuylkill County, where farmers and lumbermen originally plied the lush valleys and forests, but what was underneath the ground would rain prosperity over the region. Coal. For over 100 years, coal dominated the subterranean landscape, but under the soil lurks a more nefarious substance, the likes of which strike fear into the hearts of men. Poop. Through a vast network of pipes and conduits, a veritable river of poop courses beneath the pastoral landscape of Schuylkill County, threatening to wreak havoc at a moment's notice. And sometimes, it does. At times like these, the brave heroes of Roto-Rooter are called upon to quell the proverbial poop storm. Broken pipes, septic calamities, and backed up drains are no match as the saviors of Schuylkill drive the brown menace back to the dank netherworld from which it came. So remember, when poop happens,
call Roto-Rooter.
That's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
We are advocates.
We are defenders.
We are the Association of Zoos and Aquariums,
dedicated to the conservation of Earth's precious wildlife.
Sea turtles,
African penguins,
and countless endangered species.
See for yourself at aza.org/join us.
Well, that's going to wrap up this week's edition of WPPA Sports Saturday. We got to thank Wally Hall for joining us here this morning.
Yeah, thank you, Wally.
And don't forget, the Phillies coming on today, the final home stand of the season.
Done.
Phils and Marlins today, 5:30 pregame, 6:05 first pitch as the Phils and the Fish mix it up. Third inning for that OIP flamethrower inning, Mike Prock of Frackville, our final Saturday contestant in the OIP flamethrower inning promotion. Doc, we're going to thank a lot of people, including CACL Financial, 1800 West Market Street in the city of Pottsville, Always open online at caclfcu.org. Go to the number one lending institution for the past
5 years
in a row. Why is that? It's because you won't find a better fiduciary relationship anywhere.
Thank you, BG's Value Markets, for convenient locations for your tailgating needs. Stop by, check them out, Millersburg, Pine Grove, Minersville, and also Jonestown. And they've got the freshest meat for the hottest irons of that tailgate grill. If their meat was any fresher,
you'd have to slap it.
That's correct. And then don't forget the Gears Dairy, the official hydrator of WPPA Sports Saturday and High School Friday Night Lights around the region. The dairy line from whole milk to skim milk, the orange juice to pump up that vitamin C, and also the delicious iced tea and fruit drink products. Thank you to Roto-Rooter. Yeah, they'll keep those troubles down the drain. It's Roto-Rooter, keeping the nefarious substance of poop where it belongs, in the underbelly of Schuylkill County. And St. Luke's University Health Network. Thank you to them. No matter what team you're on, jersey or whatever, a better health care for a better you, we're all on the same team.